Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
And stop trying to wrap your mind around it and wrap your faith around it. Understanding is yours. But it has a place in the progression. Flash on the screen for me real quickly, Hebrews 11 and 3. Hebrews 11 and 3. Now look, here it is right here in the first part of that verse. Through faith, we understand. Okay? So faith or belief has to come first. Through faith we understand. You know, there are a lot of folk that are not saved. They don't understand nothing about this thing you have called salvation. They're trying to figure it out in their head, but they don't believe. They'll never understand it unless they first believe. Then when you believe, there's a renewing. There's a realm of heaven that opens. Amen. That's why faith is so important, in that the just shall live by faith. The just shall struggle with facts. Amen. Amen. When you're a fact-minded person, period, you'll struggle. You'll be stressed out. You'll want to give up. There'll be highs and lows, ins and outs, ups and downs, good days, bad days. When you're a person of faith, every day is a good day. Amen. Why? Because it's the day the Lord has made. Amen. Not the Lord did not make tomorrow. Did not make tomorrow. So whatever that entails or whatever that says to you, it's a day the Lord has made. Amen. So the just shall live by their faith. And it's through faith we understand. Now, it says there, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. But that's a principle that applies to everything. Hello? The world will try to conform you to its image. You know, the markets are driven by spirits. Stock markets, all that, they're spirit driven. Let the Dow Jones and all that, let it drop way down. People start selling stock. People start panicking over some numbers. Amen. 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 Ain't nothing on them. Ain't nothing happened. Amen. Just the numbers went down. It's spirit driven. The world is spirit driven. And you cannot allow yourself to be conformed to that. Amen. We're led. Amen. I want to talk tonight. We're going to start in another series, a new series I've entitled The Zoe Life. Zoe Life. Whether you believe it or not, I trust that you'll come to the understanding and belief. God wants you to have the Zoe Life. He didn't come to give you a lesser life. We're not relegated to struggle all our life. You know, the fledgling church. See, a lot of people want to go back to the book of Acts. No, we're beyond the book of Acts. We are the last days church. If the devil came in the form of a snake in Genesis. And in Revelation chapter 12, he's a dragon. What should the church look like if we were fledgling in the book of Acts? They fought. I mean, they were getting killed over stuff. But we're established now.
Amen.
Amen. The kingdom has come now. How much more should we have influence, strength, stature? The enemy is good at hoodwinking people. We sing the song, you know, I know who I am. Ooh. You like that song, right? It's a pretty song, everything about it. Ooh. But after you sing it, do you really know? And do you really hold on to that? Do you lose sight of who you are in trouble? Or when adversity comes? Or when things don't go your way, or the timing is not there, or just the world is being the world? You can't lose sight. You can't trade off who you are and panic and run from something. There's a kingdom in you that cannot be shaken. And some of us have to go through some stuff for God to prove that to you. I don't have to understand. I believe. I'll get mine the easy way. Just believe. Amen. So the Zoe life, and I want to talk today or now about peace, the person. I said this Sunday, sometimes if not given enough thought or contemplation or meditation on it, peace is simply deemed as the absence of something. Whew, I'm glad to get off that job. Them folk crazy. You get in your little house or an apartment, you shut the door, now you got peace. Because the monsters out there, they can't get in. You've really devalued what peace is. Peace is not the absence of something. As a matter of fact, peace is a person. And he don't just meet you when you get behind closed doors, away from all the noise. Because some people are still scared then. They're still troubled then, mad then, kicking stuff around, mad at people. And ain't nobody around but you. But you still. Peace is not the absence of something. Peace, what I want to bring home to you, peace, the person. Holy Spirit is not just a spirit. He's a person. Amen. Amen. He's a person with feelings, because you can grieve him. Sometimes the world harden your heart or harden you, and you don't sense when you've grieved him. And some people just trample him underfoot. And then they wonder why everything going wrong. Well, you negated the peace. Now, peace is not just a warm, fuzzy feeling. Even though I love some peace in whatever form it is. But what we want to talk about is not just the peace where you're on a beach, you know, with your swimming suit on and in a hammock and the nice breeze blowing and you under a palm tree drinking on a coconut. Now, I want to talk about peace, the person. Because he's promised us peace even in the midst of storms. And this is where we are going. I'm not talking about, you know, just not saying nothing. You know, the vein is in your neck, but you ain't saying nothing. No, not that. I'm talking about real peace. Real peace where certain things don't influence or impact you or trouble you. Amen. Because attached to that, it's not just a test or, you know, just God giving you something, a gift. No, attached to that is the Zoe life. There's a path to this life. And it's a path the fowl of the air don't know. A fool won't accidentally fall on it. It's a hidden path, but it's hidden for the people of God. Not for the sweet by and by. Not for when we get on the other side. No, on this side, in your circumstance, when you face them devils tomorrow, them rude folk, it'd be water off a duck's back. Because you're carrying a whole nother dimension of something that I like to say it this way, it becomes untouchable. It cannot be penetrated. It cannot be breached. That's where Jesus lived. Thousands of people demanding his time, trying to touch him, pushing and shoving, having needs, but yet here he is in perfect peace. It's about the man, Jesus. In order for us to bring people out of darkness, or to shine the light so bright that people will be attracted to the light, in order for that to be, they have to be guided somewhere. And they have to be guided into a place or into the person of peace. In other words, people need to see your life somewhere that they can be guided to. I remember before I was saved, I remember seeing when we were playing basketball after a game, a guy sitting in a restaurant. Every now and then how God will open your eyes to something, even unsaved people. He'll open their eyes to something because he's drawing them. And I saw this one guy, his life was so ordered. And I didn't say it, but I thought in my mind, I said, man, I wish my life was ordered like that. And I look in hindsight now and I see how God was dealing with me through somebody who had peace. I didn't know what it was, you know, all that. But I just knew that there was something there that I didn't have. Okay, so the new covenant, and this is what we must understand, the new covenant is a covenant of peace. Peace is not just, again, thank God for the warm, fuzzy feeling that we have peace with God. We have the peace of God. And we can bring that peace into our environment. And we are followers of peace. We are peacemakers. I don't mean you compromise with somebody on some foolishness. No, you're a peacemaker. In other words, you come into an area of conflict, and because you come into it where there's oppression and conflict, your spirit, which is the spirit of God and the Prince of Peace, Holy Spirit himself, when he shows up, he's going to dominate an environment.
Amen.
That's why you cannot allow pockets of fear, insecurity, low self-esteem, you know, you ain't no, just a nobody. You know, that's why we sing that song. Ooh, right?
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.org. otrbanks.com. And remember,